I'm on the icebreaker Aurora Australis. We're about 50, 60 miles off the Antarctic coast in the Antarctic sea ice pack. This morning was about minus 25 Celsius with another 10 knots of wind, so wind chills around minus 35, minus 40 C.
There's a point to this. You've been studying the movement of water through the sea ice, and what's the point of this study?
The point of studying brine flow through sea ice is that it controls so many important geophysical, oceanographic, climatological, and biological processes in the polar regions. And there had not been many measurements made of this, and there certainly was no very little theory had been developed to describe this very important process in the sea ice.
These mathematical tools you're talking about apparently have some application outside this natural phenomenon. They apply to perhaps other kinds of phenomena, like the movement of water through rocks.
Yes, absolutely. That was one of the sort of the unique things that we found, was that almost the exact same formulas that that we found apply to sea ice also apply to groundwater flow through sedimentary rocks in the Earth's crust. But not only that, these formulas are actually going back to some of these formulas actually go back to the late 1960s, were originally developed for studying semiconductors, electronic flow in semiconductors on the atomic scale. We are also measuring the electrical conductivity of the ice and trying to correlate this together, and that then connects us with a lot of the remote sensing work. In fact, there's some Japanese scientists, there's Chinese scientists, there's a wide range of groups from around the world down here that are studying the electromagnetic properties of ice, and so we're working with them as well. And we like to correlate all this because there are some deep relations, actually very interesting and deep mathematical relations relating the fluid permeability properties of a porous medium to its electrical conductivity properties. And so we'd like to explore some of those connections, and that's one of the things we're looking at here.
Describe your work day on board ship.
You're just constantly seeing new wonders every day down here. It's such an incredible environment. And like this morning, for example, I went up on the bridge about 6 o'clock in the morning to see the sunrise, and you just get these incredible, it's 2 hours of the most amazing pastel colors bouncing off, glistening white sea ice and frost. There was an incredible field of frost flowers, which was just truly spectacular. And then we had trouble because, as I said, the ice was quite broken up, and there's ridges all over. The ship was having a bit of trouble getting through, and again finding a flow because things are so broken up. But anyway, then we found a big lead through the ice, a big open sort of open water area with sea smoke, rising off the top, and then all of a sudden there's penguins porpoising, right next to the ship, basically sort of escorting us to our ice flow. And so I got a lot of great video, of that. And you're just constantly seeing these spectacular things. Like, for example, yesterday when we were out on the ice, we were going in, an emperor penguin decided to join us and essentially stood guard over our ice station for about 2 hours, just sort of watching and posing for pictures, basically.